Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Last off, and here's number two. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rap It Out. I'm here with Trey Gaskins, amazing, amazing musician, just like all others. And I am so excited to have you with us. Welcome.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Trey.
Hey, good to see you, Trey. What is up? Good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Ready to kick it off.
I am ready. I'm excited. I'm stoked. And I am very excited to dive right in. One thing though that was very nice to see was the Hell's Kitchen challenge, which was firstly it was very good. First of all, was it your first time doing the challenge or you did it before?
It was my first time, and that was just a quick idea that we spawned out. I appreciate that.
Of course, I love the Hell Kitchen challenge. Like, to be honest, I've always wanted to do it myself. I just never got a chance to, you know? I never got a chance to, do it. Either because I lost time or because I could not. I just couldn't do it because of situations. But it looked so much fun. Like, did you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, TikTok was hating and we had to take it down, specifically mine. But other than that, it was a nice little thing to do, yeah.
Oh, that is so nice to hear. That's so nice to hear. And speaking of all the nice things to hear, you get to actually meet up with a couple friends who I got to fortunately see on Instagram. Those friends of yours, like, what's up? Like, who's those little friends you have?
I got a few friends. I got 24 Sesco. I got Rebelous, best friend and bandmate, and a few other people.
Oh wow. It's crazy coincidence too. I know Revelous. I know him and I know Fusion. We've talked before, so it's crazy that you know them and you're friends with them. It's crazy.
As with them, and we got a few things in the works in the future.
Ooh, exciting. Now, I know it's rude for me to ask, but what is it? I'm excited. Like, what is it? Can you share with us?
What is it? Okay. I got a few songs coming out with Sesco. We got a few beats and production lined up. I got a group with Revelous, so we got an mixtape coming out. We got a few more projects. He's gonna executive produce my solo. And we'll go from there.
Ooh, nice. Such good news to hear. Such good news to hear. Amazing news. And now with this group, did you ever think in a million years, with the group and everything, that, this would happen to you?
Hell yeah, it's been a dream since I was a kid.
Oh, so you've always wanted to be part of a group?
I always wanted a place where I fit in, I belong, and this is just a portion of it. I hope to expand it and the label. Hope to get some more people who are like-minded as well.
Oh, that is really good. And
That's amazing. I absolutely love when musicians get together and support one another. And that's important, that's really important, not only to, the world, but it's important to, society, because, society is gonna try to bring people down. They've done that for centuries. They've always tried to bring people down, because of situations and other things I won't get into. I love that you went out and got, grouped together, and you're having this whole, entourage, your whole behind you to support you. Like, to me, that's one of the most special things of life, at least in my opinion. It's one of the special things. And it's very fortunate, though, that you found talented people to be around. Revelous, I've interviewed him earlier. I believe it was, gosh, no, it was 2020, I believe it was. You know what? Date doesn't matter. I interviewed him, let's say, a while ago, and I literally went, and God, he was very talented. So you're in reflection of Revelous. Like, if he was here, he would be so proud if you were here. Like, because he was once here, so it's just all crazy,
He's definitely tuned in. He's ready for whenever this drops. He's it's all love. It's all a support thing.
Of course, and I love that you're in for support. And God damn, your look is amazing.
Well, thank you.
Okay, now I'm jealous. Seriously, can somebody? Hello, I mean, have you guys even checked it? I mean, I think one of my favorite photos would have to be this one you took 2 and a half years ago with a fresh cut. Are you serious? Come on. Even the one with the mask on is even nice. And the one with the gorilla.
I appreciate that. That was all of my exes. They took those pictures.
Said X's.
I was
Wait.
just a kid too, though. I gotta update those actually. But thank you.
Yeah, of course. I'm super jealous. You look amazing. I mean, come on. And now I'm jealous for real. Now I'm angry and jealous. Damn. Damn it, why do you have to look like that? Seriously?
Not sure what to say.
Nah, I'm just pulling your leg. I'm actually very, very glad. All good, I'm all good. I did hear mentioning that you do have news up the group. I know you can't say much about it. I'm just about the privacy, I'm just about the privacy. Is there anything coming up from you personally? Is there anything, that's coming from you that's additional to, the entire thing coming up with the group?
My plan, I this year is going to be a big year for me and my squad. We got a bunch of things coming out, many projects, many moves I'm trying to make, get my face shown everywhere, the group shown. But me personally, I got a few things in the works right now, but the tape's probably going to come out later this year, in the summer, in the fall, somewhere around there.
Ooh, exciting! So exciting, so exciting. Now, how big of these releases will be? Like, are they gonna be albums? Like, what kind of amp are we looking at?
That's when it gets kind of specific. Album, I guess that would be major promotion, right? I guess this one would be majorly promoted. It should be released within 2 months. I think we're gonna aim for mixtape there, and then the next project after that, I'm looking to make that debut.
Oh, that is so nice. That's so exciting. And this music you're making, is this going to be your debut as a solo artist, or you've made music before as a solo artist?
No, it's going to be my debut in a control.
Oh. So basically the group helped you get started.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow, how does that feel? That has to feel exciting. You're about to embark on something bigger than life. That must feel amazing.
I can't explain it. It's a long time I've been waiting for this opportunity, and I just hope to go full throttle with it. Let's see how far it takes me.
I'm stoked and excited for you. I'm really, really am
This
excited.
stinks in here,
Shh.
James.
Anyway,
It's time to spray.
wait, shush.
You look fine.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Okay.
Now I am very, very, very excited for what's coming. Now, was this whole solo act, planned, or was it really just surprise?
The solo was planned. It's been a plan since we were kids. We both were gonna do a group. We were gonna do a couple of these big albums with us. We were gonna branch off and try our own thing. We were gonna do collab albums. We've been just trying to work it out these last 10 years, I guess. So yeah, it's been a plan.
Oh, and sorry to like this. This plan that you had in mind, was this prior to the group, or was this during the time you were during the time you're in right now with the group?
I guess that'll segue into one of your questions later, but it's me and Revelous. We've been trying to do this since we were kids. I just started making this about 2019, early 2020. That's when I've actualized it, but it's been a plan since I was like 12, right around the time.
Oh, we've been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah.
And since you've been in the works thinking about it, if you were planning on going to a career solo, then why did you start off your basis on a group? Like, what made you want to start your music career in a group setting?
Feel like it was a name brand thing. Like when you look at these big bands like Motley Crue, you look Wu-Tang, A Tribe Called Quest, the name says it all. You get to know the characters individually. And also, he's my producer. You know, he's produced most of my songs so far. I like his style, and we work well together. I feel like it's a great combination, a 1-2 punch, you know. And like I said, it's been a dream since we were kids.
Aw, guys, not so sweet. Aw. Okay, I'm about to cry. I'm sorry. And speaking about this, dream that you had, how was music growing up and being a child with an interest in music? Like, how was that?
It was a step outside of what my peers were on. I mean, nobody really had like a plan. We knew what we wanted to do. Like somebody wanted to be a doctor, somebody wanted to do this. As I grew up, I realized that it was just more and more me, that I knew I would always do something great, would be an entertainer of sorts. It just kind of got narrowed down, you know, and that's what I wanted to shoot for. You know, nobody really saw that. Nobody really had an eye, but you know, as long as you do, that's really all that matters.
Of course, absolutely. And it's good that you are direct with, with the music interest and you drive it to another level. And like n and now you're jumping into your debut and it's gonna be amazing, not gonna lie, it's gonna be really, really, really exciting to see how it goes,
Yeah, I hope so. I'm looking for some more doors to open up. Just still testing the waters right now, but I'm curious to see what the end of this year looks like.
Well, since you're finally here on the Wrap It All podcast, you'll be everywhere, so you're gonna have lots of opportunities. By now, you will.
Awesome.
You're not gonna lie, you will be. And weirdly enough, a record head actually watches over these interviews, so they sometimes talk about talent. It's crazy, but they do.
It's good to know.
Absolutely, you could be the next hip hop artist. So, Kid Cudi or Drake or damn, I'm trying to think of the names, but you get the point.
Is it just because they're light skinned like me?
No.
Kinda.
What? I could have named others
somebody else that's black that looks like me. It's okay.
No! I can find one. The Prince B.I.G. No, wait. Not because you're light skinned. That's not what's happening.
But that's always been a dream, you know, trying to be in the realm of those individuals who've been holding down the game for so long, of course.
I do respect talent. I do see talent. A bunch of it.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
Oh, don't worry about it, it was just a compliment. And I'm not surprised either. I'm not surprised, you know, that you were picked to be, you know, in this group. I'm not surprised. And speaking about that, you three met up in person, actually. How did it feel, you know, to meet them in person?
Meet who in person?
I mean, I'm at the group. Because I saw the photo with you, Revelous, and them.
Oh, yeah, that's the homie. We met in middle school. I'm sorry, in elementary school in fifth grade. I moved away shortly after that, and we kept in contact for almost 10 years now. But yeah, it's really like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, we just kind of met, and we just took off, you know?
Oh my god, I had no idea you guys were even closer than I thought.
Noah's mom, he knows my mom. Close.
It's weird though, you were not brought up until I met Fusion last year on Discord and he sent me to y'all's page. This is the first time like I'm meeting you. I don't think he mentioned you at all in our interview, at least he didn't mention you, so this is surprising.
He did towards, He did at the end, and he shouted out our group and our label, which I co-founded and am the whole chairman of, a leader.
Oh, damn, my head must be loose screws.
That was a while ago. I don't expect you to remember. Yeah, he did.
Gotcha. And, oh, your label, L in $G, official, right? Or is that the group name?
That's our label, yeah. LNSG.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, it's good. We signed a artist not too long ago. We're trying to make it as public as possible, get more people, especially after we get our recognition up. It's going real well, actually.
Very, very exciting to hear. Like, congrats on the label. How did that happen?
It was another late night conversation. You know, staying up till 2, 3 a.m. talking about your hopes, your dreams. We were about 16, and we were like, we don't necessarily want to sign somewhere. Not that it would be a bad thing, but we want to be one of the ones who come out with something brand new, especially as young kids. And we came up with the acronym. We wanted it to stand for something. We wanted people to want to be a part of it, and we took off from there.
Oh. Exciting. And it's amazing though that what you've got going on. I'm part of the label too, so it's crazy. So it's nice to see that you're making names for yourself and you're getting out there in the music more, you know. Major props to you. Major props. We gotta work together sometime in the future.
For sure.
Not you're gonna be everywhere. We'll have a lot to discuss later.
For sure.
Especially after you tell Revelous that you were here, and he'll say, "I remember Musically." What? Make sure you mention. Make sure that you say, because he'll remember. He remembers me. Trust me, he does.
He will. Yeah, I will. Let him, of course.
Aw, very good, very good to hear, very good to hear. Very good to hear. And now that we're kind of on the crazy thoughts now about 2022, now that 2022 is now in full action, we're in the, well, this recording took place on the 5th, so we're in days now of 2022. Honestly, to be really, really quite honest, I really just want to know, like, what are your goals and ambitions? I know that's a weird, like, crazy question to ask on a music podcast, but I just want to know, like, for me, like, I just want to, not only just, not only just for me, not only just for the show. It's like, it's important, to know. It's important to know so I can take you seriously,
Yeah, no, it's not a crazy thing. I was expecting that. It's appropriate. You mean like in the next coming years, or do you just mean like in general? In general, just I want to go down as one of the greatest. Not that I'm better than anybody, but I'm the best me I could possibly be. I want to stand out from the crowd, to be, recognized as force in music.
Absolutely, and it's very good that you're still going to be going on making music and still, working together with people you care about and making music. That's really what, matters, to any musician. That they make something that, matters to them and it makes them feel good.
Really, all that, makes sense. The fame, everything that people shoot for is cool, but I got love for a game, the music as a whole. Like, I feel like in this generation, they don't have somebody to represent it like the 2000s or 90s or 80s did, whatever genre.
You hit on that, you're right, you're right. And another crazy thing to find out, another crazy thing that I'll be finding out is if you were doing this at a young age, like if you were 16 or something. But nah. I found out. That's why y'all did my research. And I'm just pulling your leg. Don't worry, I'm not a stalker. I'm pulling your leg.
No, it's okay. You know what age that is?
I can definitely tell that it was probably, you're not older than 30, so you're probably 25, 26, 27. Am I close?
27. I'm gonna be your.
Ooh.
I'm 20. About to turn 21.
Oh, so you're very, so you're younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Did not expect that. Did not expect that. Okay. I'm not surprised. You look very good for 20, almost going to 21.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And hey, are you excited? 21, you get to, I'm trying to remember. Oh, yes. You get to actually buy alcohol. Alcohol, and you get to venture out more. Are you excited for that?
Course, my parents have been on me about it. Take me to the casino. My dad wants to take me to the strip club. My friends want
Ooh.
me to, yeah. Definitely been waiting on it since I turned 18, because those are like weird ages anyway. Like 18, 19, yeah, you can vote. What else is there? 21 and past is like really the age.
Not gonna lie, not gonna lie, you are not wrong about that. Those are weird years.
Yeah.
Now, promise me that when you turn 21, you can drink champagne. Make sure to do champagne shower after every celebration you do. Make sure that's a good to, that's a to-go item all the time, is to make sure you get literally a champagne shower.
Of course, that's the only way to go out with a celebration.
Yes,
Maybe hit a
absolutely.
cartwheel or something, like something very expressive, of course.
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. And you should get around with carrying champagne, Mark, if you have to hang out with a girlfriend or you gotta get over a breakup or you make a negotiation. Champagne's where you wanna go at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's in my experience, I found it very, very helpful. Sorry, Shib. Forgot. One thing that stumped in my mind, though, was, of course, your name. I'm very assuming it's probably your real name, because unless you have an alter ego, artists don't use two names. So, could you confirm us about the name?
Sure. Yes, it is a stage name. Name remains hidden. But, yeah. I got tired of everybody using Lil, or even like a acronym. It's like, it's outdated, it's corny. You know, there's no originality. I wanted to take something and I wanted to make it special. I went through a cycle of names before I ended up at this one. And I took what Marilyn Manson did, actually. I took a woman's name and a serial killer. And I come from Tracy. When I think of that, I think of a beautiful girl, you know, and it's also one of my favorite basketball players, Tracy McGrady. So Gaskins from Serial Killer, Donald Henry Gaskins. He was named the meanest man in America. And I combine them, and it's almost like a nightmare that's beautiful. Because I can be melodic, I can be aggressive, I can be in your face, I can be supportive. It's kind of like a open-ended thing.
Oh my god. I am scared now. You'll be in my nightmares.
Hopefully, but hopefully I'm in your dreams as well.
Oh, you will be. And it's crazy how you got the meanest person live and, you know, serial killer as a name. I hope you're not both those things combined in real life. I hope not. I hope you're calm and relaxed like this.
I mean, aren't we all?
Oh, you're not wrong. Damn it, you're on point again.
That's what it also represents. It's just, you know, anybody can be anything at any point in time. It's really no permanent thing.
Absolutely, and people said it. People keep saying it again because it really happened. You can be anything you want to be.
Right, correct.
Y'all, it is very much true because I go by stage name too, so it's not taken as original, and it is true, you can be anything you want to be.
I mean, it's just a character anyway, that's what we all play. You know, we just show our best qualities to everybody, but I mean, we all are just playing pretend.
In some shape, and form, yes, we do. Sometimes people take you to the extreme and it ruins their life forever.
Right.
Sometimes people do that. But you're doing it in a way that's actually the correct way to do it anyway.
Right.
Like the absolutely correct way, honestly. That's the correct way. And, now who's this new feller that's in your photo? Now that we're actually touching bases on things, who is this new feller? R.A. the Rugged Man. Ooh. Explaining. Who's that?
That's one of the goats in hip-hop. That's one of the greatest of all time. I got the privilege of meeting him, going backstage, and getting his autograph. Yeah.
Are you
something I hold very near and dear to me.
I'm pulling my leg.
I couldn't, like, the fact that he was in my city and I got to meet him, that's something that, like, wow. I can't even express.
Aw, amazing. And now that that's going on, you know, what's like, exactly, what's your relationship now? Like, do you guys still talk, or it was just a one-time thing?
purpose more. It was just a one-time thing. He recognized my talent before I even said anything. Just recognized me immediately as an artist. He gave me words of encouragement, and he told me to keep going. Hope one day I could open up for him. He did a song, but yeah, that was a blessing.
Why a blessing indeed. And props to you for getting, a goat like him to hop on the sh hop on. I was gonna say show. Excuse me, I meant on. I'm not meaning that. I meant, you know what I mean. To, be a part of what you're doing, to, be a part of your life. I mean, that is a monumental thing that you got going on.
I got the privilege to let him know he's in my top 10 of all time. Just the look on his face, you could tell that not only does he not hear it, he doesn't hear it that way enough. It was great to be able to change his view. I also got to meet one of his artists, which I grew up watching. 16 years old, he signed him. It let me know that, hey, I'm young, but I could do it too if he's doing it. So yeah, it was a great night, and I got to experience that with my homie too. We both look up to him.
Oh, that's amazing. And it's so, and I'm so happy that you guys, connected and you guys are getting, this going. I mean, hopefully, I wish one day y'all would collaborate. Now that'd be a dream come true, right?
Man, it really would be. All I need is
Did
one song. That's it, just one.
you ever get to, did you ever get to ask him that, or was it just like a quick thing? Like he was only in town for like that one day.
Actually, I wasn't even supposed to meet him. I mean, I paid for that to get that, but there was like a meeting or whatever, and his manager actually let me go back. But that alone, I shouldn't have had that time technically. It was just a 10-minute in and out thing. I have the opportunity to.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And I'm glad, that's what I'm striving for too. So hearing that you did, that's really good to hear. Props to you.
Yeah,
Cheers.
anything is possible. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, as we said before, and we're gonna keep saying it again, things can happen. Look at that, y'all. He met his it's a lot of time artist, Next step, getting a big artist on this show next. That'll be the next, well, at least for me, that's the next thing. I'll never forget that day that people thought that Lizzo was gonna be here.
That was a thing.
So yeah, when I got my account back from disaster, I posted a TikTok where I actually No, wait, no, not that. No, I'm thinking of another one. No, this was when I first made TikTok, and I don't know. Have you heard Lizzo, or have you heard?
Yeah, of course.
I heard like the song "Rumors." All the rumors are true. You heard that song or no?
Heard that song?
Yeah, "Rumors" featuring Cardi B.
No, not that one, but I heard some of her other ones.
Oh, nice. Anyway, so I put "Rumors" on this for TikTok song. Literally after minutes of it, people kept saying, "Ooh, is Lizzo gonna be on Rap It All? Cardi B's gonna be on." I'm like, are you crazy? Y'all, if they were gonna be on my show, trust me, I would say something.
And
And it
that's
was
dope. I hope he would get that opportunity.
absolutely. God, that'd be a dream come true. I love Lizzo. That'd be a dream come true. That'd be ultimate dream come true. And it would have been weird too if she contacted me on that day. Would've been crazy though, but since you said about that famous thing, I thought I'd chime in and just say that little piece. Crazy though. It's weird that people thought that Lizzo was gonna be it just because I used her song in my first TikTok. That was brilliant though. Like, since her song's about rumors and it's about, claiming that all the rumors are true, I went on and say, hey guys, the rumors are true. We are going to make a TikTok and yada 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 yada. Like, we good. Like, absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yep. Sorry. I'm very excited for all stuff coming. Firstly, I want to say thank you, firstly, up front for being here and for sharing your stories and life with us. We appreciate you. Oh, I will never forget this. Trust me, I won't. And it's been a treat getting to meet you. I hope you feel the same.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to come on here when I saw that my homie was here, and I wanted to showcase myself. It's a pleasure to for you to have me here.
And such a pleasure indeed. We are so happy and so proud, and we're excited to see where the music takes you.
Hopefully four.
Excuse me, but that was funny. Okay, that was hilarious. You got me there. But I did want to say thank you for being here with us. It's been fun, and I hope this keeps going on. You better not be like one of those people and forget me.
You invite me, no problem coming back. It's all right so far.
Of course. Now I have Instagram. I'll be reaching out most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. But now that we have sadly reached the end, is there any last words or anything lastly you'd like to say to the audience and the fans out there watching?
Is there anything I would like to say?
Any lastly things you'd like to say to them before, time runs out?
Yeah, make sure you go all in your dream. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Mom, dad, friend, keep it in your head. Go for it and don't ever give up. Like, no matter the obstacle, no matter what it is, because less people go for their dreams and they take something that's not meant for them and they waste their potential. Make sure you shoot for the moon. You never know where you'll land.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that. Everyone, before you do anything, before stop what you're doing, and make sure to check out Trey Gaskins down below in the links provided. Make sure to check out all the music coming from him and, of course, the group. Make sure y'all check them out. Lots and lots more coming. And thank you again for being here. Y'all make sure to have a great rest of your evening. Don't do anything stupid. And oh, wait. There's something we forgot to do. Wait. Well, I just forgot one last thing. Your performance. I almost forgot. I'm sorry. I was so caught up, I forgot for a moment. Y'all, don't leave. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna do something off my new project. Okay, tall-hearted, wimp-hearted, the star, even if I got a martyr, this battle will last till tomorrow. Black smudges, grunge grudges, hate the feeling of fading away, but the lack of a smile on my face. I stray from the pain of yesterday. My black skin, black tulips, unwanted on tulips. Snapchat ghosts, real ghoulish. Drunk text, had me feeling real foolish. Out late, see, getting worried. Another shot had you looking blurry. Got a lot in my heart, so expect some flurries. Never said I'd be true. Never said I wouldn't hurt you. Make me all things except a lie. My memories, you set them on fire. I rode the tree to burn the bush. Your desire was to push, replace the P with the K. Now we blow kush. Blind for so long, now I can finally look. Took nothing for scars. Huffing what was in my jaw. My shorty down by law. We fucking and fighting, dying the line. Got me excited, biting and crying. Snapping and biting, pants clapping, hating the vibe. But we was dating and dying. Toxic dick supplying. Damn, man. So I'm supposed to know how to love when both our parents wasn't shit to us, but somehow it's my fault, my responsibility. We was passing STDs like a failed pregnancy. 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 I dip my tulips in tar before I'm passing it off. Take it from me for you. Take your heartstrings like a guitar. Sing it, baby. Got love for nothing but your melody. And then it just plays again.
Oh wow. Amazing.
Thank you,
And
thank you.
cheers to that. Amazing. New project. Is that from a new song or a new album?
It's a new song off of the new album coming out.
Yay, amazing. Thank you for sharing that with us. God, I apologize, Sorry, my bad. I almost forgot, not gonna lie. I almost forgot. That is on me, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Like, I remember you said you were gonna do it live, and I was like thinking, like, what the hell? Like, I'm sorry, like.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
But that was amazing, y'all. That was just a little treat y'all got. Trey Gaskin, make sure you check out Trey down below, link provided. This now is the end. Have a nice evening and don't do anything stupid like I just did. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. I'll catch you all on the flip, and if you guys are interested in their label, make sure you reach out to them, especially people that need. And you gotta look for excitement, new projects coming out, including a new album. So get all exciting, get all the vibes out, get excited.
Sure.
Hey. What's up? Were you about to say something?
No, I was just gonna say, the group name is Control Chaos with two K's. It's KOAS. That's the group. The label is Loaded Never Sober Gang, LNSG Entertainment. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that. No, thank you very much. I know you've been begging me to stop, so I will stop in about a few seconds. For joining us, have a good evening. Love y'all, and peace out.